obviously this last few games have not been what you wanted or expect from your offense. How good is it that you've got this extra week now to sort of self-scout and try to figure out what's going on?
We're going to try to take advantage of it. There's no question. And as you go through that ongoing process of seeing what people are doing against you defensively, and you're trying to adapt, you know, what your, you know, what your basic plays are to fit more effectively against what people are doing, and you're also constantly judging as to what your guys are doing and what they're capable of doing, and sometimes that's an ongoing process too. Things that they were able to do at one time, sometimes they're not able to do now. So it's a very critical time. I think it's an important time for us to A, see what people are doing against us, which we pretty much have a handle on, but B, see what it is that we can do within the framework of our personnel to effectively, more effectively, attack what people are doing.
If you're the average Giant fan, at least I heard from my Giant fan friends, the common thought is, what's wrong with Eli? I mean, is it, you know, it's not one guy.
No, and I think I mentioned it last week. No, he's always going to get a lot of the credit, maybe more than he deserves when things are going well, and he's always going to get more of the blame when things are not going well. You know, he had some decisions yesterday that he would have liked to have come back, and I think that's probably indicative of how much we're pressing to get back to where we were. But certainly, if we give him the time and the protection, I have no doubt in my mind he'll put the ball where it needs to go accurately, correctly, and give guys a chance. But it comes down to protection. It comes down to guys doing a better job, getting open, getting more separation. Believe me, it's a collective process out there. We're all in need of doing better.
Kevin, even though it's different teams, different players, different circumstances, the trends under Tom and you guys the last several years in the second half have been pretty consistent. Have you at all tried to put your finger on what's happened after those fast starts at the first half of seasons where you hit those lulls in November?
We have. Obviously, we haven't quite figured it out yet, or we wouldn't be going through another one that we're looking forward to ending after two games. You know, it's something we're looking at all the time. Again, as I mentioned earlier, you're constantly evaluating everything that you're doing. You know, whether it's practice structure, whether it's schematic adjustments that can be made. It's maybe use of different personnel. That's something that goes on continuously, and you know, we've come up short the last 2 weeks. So that's all I go by. You know, not years past, but you know, what has happened the last couple of weeks, we haven't played well offensively. So that's what's been, you know, biggest disappointment for us.
I mean, it is hard to look past when you look at the trends, is it not, for you guys? I mean, you're all pretty analytical. You know, probably not anybody much more detail-oriented than Tom in the game. So.
Well, that's what I said. You know, there's no question it's been ongoing and continuous, and we'll proceed forward trying to come up with the best answers.
Yeah. Bill, you mentioned the protection. The line did look like it took a little bit of a step back. It would be very easy to say, well, you know, you made the change from Locklear to Deal and things started to slide. Is that too simplistic? Is he struggling?
It's like anything else. You would love to say it's this one thing or one person or one aspect, but it's just not. It doesn't work out that way. Believe me when I tell you that it's all of us. We all got to do better. And it's sometimes it's him trying to force the ball because he's trying to make a play to get us going. Sometimes it's the protection just not being quite as solid as it needs to be. Sometimes it's the receivers. Sometimes it's the call that's not the best call for that defense. It's everything. You know.
When you call a play, it's third and short. Is it all up to Eli, just when he sees if he's going to throw the ball 20 yards down the field on a third and one? Is that just Eli seeing the best coverage and that it's designed to go that way?
I mean, it is. It's I don't know which play you're talking about, the firm hooks with the – yeah, and it's his judgment. Again, he didn't feel comfortable with the position of the linebacker when Vic hooked in, and it was about a five-yard gain. So he had press man. How many times have we won press man throwing the ball at Keem? It just didn't work out. So it's hard for me to be – you know, overly critical of where the ball went, but when it doesn't work out, we're all subject to the second guessing that takes place. It's up to him to make a judgment. There's no question that this is what needs to be done. Here's the play. Here's your option against this coverage. The ball could go here. This coverage, the ball could go there. On that particular one, we happen to call firm double hook, which is usually a 6-yard hook route by the two inside receivers and then quick outs by the outside receivers. He actually had a chance to quick out to the left. was to the wide side of the field, and you know that's how much confidence he has in Akeem that he can throw to fade stop and it's going to be a completion.
Kevin, the deep ball is such a big part of what you guys do. When opponents are scheming to take that away, how does that change and hurt your offense?
It just forces you to go to a different, you know, facet of it, and that's where the running game needs to, you know, come to the fore. And I think, you know, you look at it statistically, although it wasn't near where we needed to be, you know, you're gaining about 6 yards a carry yesterday's performance. The problem was it happened all in the second half. We needed to have it happen in the first half as well. You got to be able to throw underneath. You got to be able to run the ball more effectively. You got to be able to do things where they're more vulnerable when they're defending against the deep stuff. And when you get the chance for the deep stuff like we had yesterday, you got to catch the ball.
I realize that this is complicated by the fact that there's two running backs in front of them and game situations kind of dictated, but are you any closer to seeing more of David Wilson? Has he grown to a point where you feel he might be capable of getting a few carries, getting a big role?
He's getting better. That's all I can tell you. He's getting better, and he's filling in the areas that need to be, you know, improved upon so that you feel good enough about putting him in a more broad range situation where more things can happen than him just carrying the ball.
You've been around running backs a long time, though. I mean, you know that it's hard for a guy to come in for one play and then go out and come. You know, I mean, if there's no rhythm, right. There's no, I know, you know, right. I know he's got to earn it the other ways, but I mean, I'm sure your expectations are not such that he's going to come in, break an 18-yarder, and then you're going to take him out, right? I
mean, No.
I mean, so what, you know, how does he get that rhythm at any point? Or?
Well, he's got to be able to do all other things besides just run the ball.
Right.
You know? And it's not just running the ball when you're running back in the National Football League. It's about catching passes. It's about blocking. It's about being able to protect the quarterback. So all those things are taken into consideration when you determine whether a guy gets playing time or not at that spot.
Considering he was a first-round draft pick, is taken aback a little bit by how lacking he is in those other areas? Because some rookies can get on the field.
You know, I think you got to look at, you know, the background of the guy, you know, where the guy came from, what was asked of him in the collegiate ranks. You know, certain things are asked of, you know, based upon the college offense that he comes from. But when you look at, you know, David, he was basically asked to be a runner and not do much else. And you know, at the National, you know, Football League, you're going to have to do a lot of other things because people, when they line up in certain defensive structures, even if you've called a run, that you're going to check out, you're going to go to a pass. So you got to feel good that he would know what to do and be able to solve that problem so that, you know, you can continue to function as a unit, because that's all it is. You know, you're a member of a unit and they're going to be asked to do a lot of different things besides just carry the ball.
How valuable is this week for you to just get away from game planning and look at what teams are doing in a red zone or green zone to you guys?
That's one of the things we'll study, you know, see what they're doing. Also look at some other teams, see what other teams are doing that are having more success than we are when we get down there. So we'll certainly do a self-evaluation, but then we'll also try to look at some of the other teams in the league that are doing well, particularly against the people that we're playing against, and see if we can come up with some ideas that help galvanize us